job. Chapter 20. Then answered Zophar the Naamathite, and said, Therefore do my thoughts cause me to answer, and for this I make haste. I have heard the rebuke of my reproach, and the spirit of my understanding causes me to answer. Know you not this of old, since man was placed upon the earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the hypocrite but for a moment? Though his haughtiness mounts up to the heavens, and his head reaches unto the clouds, yet he shall perish forever like his own refuse. They who have seen him shall say, Where is he? He shall fly away as a dream, and shall not be found, yea, he shall be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye also which saw him shall see him no more, neither shall his place any more behold him. His children shall seek to please the poor, and his hands shall restore their goods. His bones are full of the sin of his youth, which shall lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness be sweet in his mouth, though he hide it under his tongue, though he spare it, and forsake it not, but keep it still within his mouth, yet his food in his body is soured, it is the gall of asps within him. He has swallowed down riches, and he shall vomit them up again, God shall cast them out of his belly. He shall suck the poison of asps, the viper's tongue shall slay him. He shall not see the rivers, the brooks flowing with honey and butter. That which he labored for shall he restore, and shall not swallow it down, from the proceeds of business he shall not rejoice. Because he is oppressed and has forsaken the poor, because he has violently taken away a house which he built not, surely he shall not feel quietness in his heart, he shall not save of that which he desired. There shall none of his food be left, therefore shall no man look for his goods. In the fullness of his sufficiency he shall be in distress, every hand of the wicked shall come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, God shall cast the fury of his wrath upon him, and shall rain it upon him while he is eating. He shall flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of bronze shall strike him through. It is drawn, and comes out of the body, yea, the glittering sword comes out of his gall, terrors are upon him. All darkness shall be laid up for his treasures, a fire not blown upon shall consume him, it shall go ill with him who is left in his tent. The heaven shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The increase of his house shall depart, and his goods shall flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of a wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed unto him by God.